What kind of eggs? How?
I mean, scrambled eggs. You cook them in.
Oh, I'll cook them in a skillet.
Any other name for skillet?
Well, let's see. They used to have another name.
Frying pan.
Frying pan, that's right. Frying pan.
Is that the same thing?
Frying pan, skillet is about the same thing. Might have been made a little different. And then they used to have some kind of a baking dish that it was iron. It had a lid on it. Was that they could put on the fire and bake in.
Do you ever hear of anything called a spider or a creeper?
No. No. Never nothing called a spider.
And the things in the fireplace that you would lay the wood across.
Well, way back, young, I know the kind of fogey word for them was doggones. Mm-hmm. But then it was called Adrenarns.
Mm-hmm. Dog eyes is just what you'd call them.
That was just the old timey name way back young.
Say if you were going to build a fire, what kind of wood would you use to build it with?
Well, if you had it and could get it, some dry wood would be the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then people used to, you know, they could get wood that had pine knots and pine. Mm-hmm. If you could always have some them pine knots or some slits of pine to start mm-hmm. your fire with, well, that'd, and then some dry, little dry wood, you know, you'd start it with the little dry wood and then you'd go putting your bigger wood on it.
Did they have a special name for those pine knots?
I'm not sure all I know.
Did you ever hear of kindling or lighting?
Oh yeah, kindling. Now kindling is what I was talking about. It's just something to start your fire with.
It could be made out of anything?
Yeah, it could, but generally you want it out of a rich wood that would catch fire easy. Mm-hmm. But really kindling is something that's cut up real fine. Mm-hmm. Just some fine cut up wood. Say old plank, anything you can mm-hmm. cut up fine that would start your fire.
What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace?
Yeah, that's the back log.
Uh-huh.
And you had a big fireplace and you had a big log, something about this big around. Really
the biggest you could
yeah.
carry.
You put that on first, back there in the back. And then you start your fire here in front of us, more logs. And whenever that got to burning, it would burn all night. You get up next morning and have fire, some coals and things, you know, to start a fire with. Mm-hmm. In the fireplaces that way. Of course, part of my life was just old wood burning stoves. Mm-hmm. Just a stove that you put wood in and burn. Pipe went up to the ceiling.
Uh-huh. What'd the pipe fit into?
It fit into a brick. Well, flue they call it.
Uh-huh.
Now there was flue made with zinc and things like that, but most houses, lots of houses, had just a brick flue made from the ground up, just mm-hmm. something like that. And then you run your pipes in the you leave a hole to run your pipe in mm-hmm. down the house. Like this room, if I had a stove sitting here, run the pipe way up like that and it'd run across to wherever that flue was, and the flue would be on the inside behind your wall. You wouldn't see it. So in fact, I mean, it's mine and Yanni, we used to go up in the kitchen. It was a closet. My kitchen closet went to, it was kind of in my kitchen closet as it went up, but we tore it all down.